Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Erevin Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Again, we're continuing to discuss what has to be done to be able to carry in the Mavi or from the Chatzar into the Mavi. The Mavi is the alleyway. So we spoke about one of the things you can do is you put up an upright pole to the side. According to the Chachamim, one pole is enough on one side. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have two on both sides. But either way, let's talk about the shear of this pole. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra. Again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. L'chayayin, the poles, Sha'amru, that we spoke about. Gavan, Asara Tfachim. Their height has to be 10 Tfachim. The Batanura explains that the poles have to be as high as the smallest shear of the height of the walls of the Mavi. And the walls of the Mavi have to be at least 10 Tfachim high. So the pole has to be at least 10 Tfachim high. Now, of course, that's the minimum height of the wall of the Mavi. The wall of the Mavi can be much higher. But even though the wall of the Mavi is higher, the pole only has to be 10 Tfachim high. Okay, that's how high it has to be. What about how wide or how thick it has to be? So the Tanakhama holds the Rachban, therewith, the Avyan, or their thickness, Kalshu. Any size, even a drop. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm a Rachban Shleisha Tfachim. Their width has to be at least 3 tfachim. Because you have to have something that's considered chashav enough in terms of a mechitza. However, the Batinur says that the halach is not like Rabbi Yaisi. The poles can be even just a drop in their width. By the way, when we say thin, how thin do we mean? The Gemara says even as thin as a thread. Okay, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Here the Mishnah is explaining the poles that we spoke about earlier, where the Tanakhama holds one pole is enough, Rabbi Eliezer holds you need two. They have to be high 10 Tfachim, at least 10 Tfachim high, because that's the minimum shear of the height of the Mavoi. But you don't have to have the pole going all the way up to where the wall goes up. As far as their width or thickness are concerned, Tanakhama holds a kalshu, as we said, even like a thread. I mean, it could be as wide as a thread, but it has to be something that stands. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, it has to have some chashivas, and therefore it has to be wide, at least 3 tfachim.